Hello, listeners. Welcome to Coal Radio. I am Dr. Himani, bringing you Coal Bulletin. Here are this week's updates for the School of Open Learning, Campus of Open Learning, University of Delhi. UG admission for the academic session 2025-26. Admission to School of Open Learning, University of Delhi for the undergraduate program has commenced from 11th June 2025. CUET scores are not mandatory to take admission in undergraduate programs offered by School of Open Learning. For further updates, visit the official website. PG registration for academic session 2025-26. Registration to School of Open Learning, University of Delhi for the postgraduate programs has commenced from 16th June 2025. CUET scores are not mandatory. However, preference will be given to candidates with CUET PG scores. For further details, visit the official website. MBA registration schedule for the academic session 2025-26. School of Open Learning, University of Delhi has released the registration and merit schedule for the MBA program. The registration has already commenced from 16th June 2025. For further details, visit the official website. Important dates regarding registration and admission for undergraduate and postgraduate programs. A notice has been published regarding the important dates pertaining to registration and admission to various undergraduate and postgraduate programs being offered by School of Open Learning, University of Delhi for the academic session 2025-26. For more information, kindly visit the official website. Final opportunity for MCQ-based internal assessment for UG and MBA students. School of Open Learning, University of Delhi has scheduled the internal assessment exam for undergraduate semester 2nd, 4th and 6th students and MBA semester 4 students as the final chance for those who could not take their IA exams. The IA exams are scheduled from 1st to 10th July 2025. No further extension will be allowed under any circumstances. Students are advised to visit the official website for more information. OLDC updates. Open Learning Development Center, OLDC, functioning as R&D unit, has launched various skill-based courses under its subhead CISPC. For further updates, please visit the OLDC website. On our YouTube channel, Coal Radio, you can also browse through various student-friendly content created by OLDC's Educational Technology Media Lab. OLDC has established a call center facility in the School of Open Learning premises meant for resolving students' queries. COL and SOL students can call on the toll-free number 1-800-11-8301 for assistance. Registration open for certificate courses in foreign languages. Center for Indian and Foreign Languages, CIFL, as a subhead of OLDC, is offering certificate courses in foreign languages from the academic session 2025-26. Courses are being offered in collaboration with Department of East Asian Studies and Department of Germanic and Romance Studies, University of Delhi, in the following languages: Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Italian, Spanish, French, German, and Portuguese. Registrations are now open. Last date for the registration is 12th July 2025. No further extension will be allowed under any circumstances. Interested candidates can visit the official website for further details. Enrollment open for skill-based courses at CISPC OLDC. As part of an exciting opportunity for learners, enrollment is open for various job-ready skill courses offered by Center for Innovative and Skill-Based Courses under the aegis of Open Learning Development Center. The second batch of Python Programming Basics commenced from 7th July 2025 and the 7th batch of Basic Computer Application will commence from the 19th of July 2025. We are also pleased to inform all learners that the duration of the certificate course in Library and Information Science has been officially extended to 6 months, with the objective of enhancing the academic depth and practical relevance of the program. Furthermore, the fee structure for the course has been revised to ₹6,000 effective from the upcoming batch. For more details and enrollment-related information, please visit the official website. That's all for this week's updates. Thanks to everyone for tuning in.